If you want to speak for fees or speak for impact or speak to grow your business or your brand, make sure to visit thespeakingprogram.com and sign up for your free video on the page to make sure that you're in the loop as soon as we relaunch the free video training and the upcoming paid speaking program in late June and early July. Don't miss out. Go to thespeakingprogram.com right now.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelly, a.k.a. The Phoenix. Are you ready to be motivated, educated, entertained, and inspired? Well, you have come to the right place. Now get your pen and paper ready because you're listening to the newest episode of the Conversations with Passion radio show with your host, Corey Poirier.
I hope you enjoy our interview with Robin Fritz, which is already in progress.
So now, how big of a part does, you know, when we talk about energy, and I'm asking this question, Robin, because we're seeing it taking place more in offices than ever before, but practices like yoga and meditation. I mean, I'm seeing when I do corporate retreats with clients, when I work with clients, even in their offices, I hear a lot more that people are bringing in others to lead yoga classes or meditation in the morning meditation or what have you. So it seems to be becoming more, let's say, popular, or at least people are more open to it. How big a part do practices like that play in let's say, clearing energy or, like you said, even the mindset side of things?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Corey, because the truth is our intuition is mind, body, and spirit. So we're not just walking around with our intuition open. We have bodies and we have the soul within the body. And the whole point of my practice is to help people tap into those practical aspects. And so what science is beginning to understand, for example, in medicine and like PTSD, for example, we're learning that it isn't just soldiers who suffer from PTSD. It's people who have car accidents, who have any one of a number of things happen to them. What they're discovering is yoga, for example, is helping integrate mind, body, and spirit, and the same thing as for meditation. So when I work with people on understanding what their energy boundaries are, with how their energy field operates, how that's affected when you go to work, when you come home, I'm also talking about very practical ways of making sure your mind, body, and spirit is fully integrated. And one of those is practice like yoga, which brings those together. Another is Qigong. And certainly a lot of people like meditation. And I have to say I didn't really understand meditation for a long time. It's like, oh, you sit there and daydream. And in fact, meditation is a whole body experience. So if you go around with the world, and there's one thing that I agree with people on is the whole concept of love and fear. And that comes into play, too, in things like yoga and meditation. Love and fear are real things, and they're like the only two things that really exist in the world. So if you're full of self-love, which is the biggest problem all of us have, if you really and truly love yourself and give yourself the best chance of being healthy, mind, body, and spirit, you're putting in good food, you're getting up in the morning, and you're claiming your personal power to be the best you can that day. You're tapping into the healing energy of your body and your soul through meditative practice. Yoga is cementing that on the physical basis. So yes, people are beginning to understand that we're more than brains walking around. We're a whole operating system, and we have to tap in and fine-tune that operating system in the way that works the best for us. And keeping our bodies moving like that is one way to do it. The other thing would be, we can talk about this at other times, but the whole concept of things like sacred play, literally engaging in play that relaxes body, mind, and spirit, and gets our creativity flowing too, which contributes to both our home and our business life. All of that is part of keeping the energy moving.
So then, Robin, as we start to wind down, I wanted to go back to something you said about energy being everything. You know, and I know you mentioned it when we chatted about it for a second, but I know we didn't fully sort of dive into it. So for somebody listening to that, that maybe is struggling with that concept or just saying, what does that mean? Energy is everything. Can you, elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Great. Thanks for bringing that up again. So energy is the stuff that everything is made of. And it's basically invisible, so you don't really see it, but you see the effects of it. So if you wanted to get, you know, metaphysical, you would say that everything is composed of energy. But the whole thing is, how does that affect us? So we have a physical body that we see. But what most people don't realize is that we also have an energy body, and people would call that an aura or an energy field or whatever. But everything has its own energy body. You don't see it, but you see the effects of it. So, for example, if you feel like you're out for a walk and you feel wind on your arms, for example, that's the energy of wind. It's easier to think about it as something that is there, and it's comprised of elements that we don't care about the physics of it. That what you really need to know is how we operate in the world. So if you're thinking about exploring your world, what you're really doing is sending your energy out to explore what's going on around you. In much the same way as jellyfish in the ocean have this like electrical current, and we can think about that, and you know, how does a jellyfish and electrical current tie into that? What we don't really realize is that we're more than a physical body, and once you start realizing that, you are realizing how you get affected. So your emotions are affected by things coming at you. That's how you explore things. So the easiest way to go about your day is to simply go, okay, I'm out, I'm exploring the world, and suddenly I'm having a feeling of something watching me, or something doesn't feel right, or something feels really good, and how is that? All that means is that you're out there exploring your senses, all of your senses and your intuitive ability is out there exploring the world around you, and it's exploring you as well, and that's what keeps you safe or notifies you that something is wrong. So in your business, you go in your business and you go, okay, what can I learn from what's going on around me? And just feel your environment. And again, you feel that how your intuition works. So if you're a person who's really sensitive to other people's emotions, then I would say you're a person whose intuition runs towards feelings. So take a look around you, experiment. Walk into a building or a business. A retail business is great. You can see cluttered shelves, and that all feels great to you because it's all healthy and positive and everything's flowing correctly. So does that answer the question?
Yeah, it absolutely does, Robin. And so my last official question, and, you know, I'll have an unofficial question of how we can learn more and connect with you further, but my last official question is, and this is just a question I like to ask pretty much every guest we bring onto the show, so I think I'll pose you the question as well. But if you were able to sit across, Robin, from, let's say, a 16-year-old or an 18-year-old version of yourself and give her one or two pieces of life advice based on what you've learned in the years since, what do you think you might tell her?
Well, that's an awesome question. I'd say to her the same thing that I say to every kid I run into, go out and explore the world. I became handicapped very young and disabled and unable to work for many years, and it took me many years to get well. So I would tell my younger self as well as everyone else, go out and explore the world and be open to the world around you. Travel, explore, and keep your mind open to what you experience. Too many of us have closed minds about what's going on. I would never, as a 16-year-old, imagine myself talking to the dead or to animals or helping businesses keep their spaces clear. But if you grow and you learn and you explore the world and really approach the world from love, and love of sounds like a wishy-washy, schmaltzy kind of thing, but it's the most important thing in the world. There are two things, love and fear. Love yourself, first and foremost, and that will carry you forward through any experience, any positive, any negative experience, anything that happens to you. Hang on to self-love, because that's the most important thing. And then go out and explore the world and have fun, because you never know when something's going to get in the way of that.
So, Robin, this has been an absolute pleasure. I'll call it, with your permission, a to-be-continued, because I know we've barely scratched the surface. But, Robin, my last, and I'll call it the unofficial question, my last question is, somebody listening to this, in sort of a short interview, you can gain a lot of insight, but, of course, it never covers it all. And somebody might be saying, how can I learn more about this energy work? How could I bring Robin in? How can I connect with Robin just to get to know her more? Where would you normally send them or direct them to learn more about you?
Thanks for asking that. I have a website. People can contact me at robinfritz.com. That's RobinFritz.com. They can also find me at Facebook at The Practical Intuitive, Robin M. Fritz. And at Om Times Radio, omtimes.com radio, Mondays at 2, The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, where we talk about intuition and healing. So my website, my radio show, Facebook, LinkedIn, you can find me there. And I love working with people, a whole variety of people.
Awesome stuff. Well, as I mentioned, this has been an absolute pleasure, Robin. So I first want to thank you so much for joining us today. And, of course, as I mentioned, the secondary part is I want to invite you back so that we can bring you back in the near future and keep on sharing this wisdom and insight, especially for people that are maybe even getting introduced to energy for the first time, or, as you mentioned, learning how it can impact their business or their life as well. So thank you for making that all possible today and helping us to make a little bit of magic happen for people out there listening.
Thank you, Corey. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. I appreciate it.
Well, that's all, folks. That's another great show with a few great concepts and ideas that might be just what you need to get your ball rolling. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'd like to thank a few people for helping make this show possible. IB Trade Show. Go to ibtradeshow.com. Engaged Leadership. Go to in-gaged.ca. PermaDry, guaranteed solutions for leaky basements. Go to permadry.com. Sites and Bytes, your site for great service. Sitesandbytes.ca. Oxford Learning, never stop learning. Go to oxfordlearning.com. Smile Dog, your receptionist. Go to smiledog.ca. Thanks again for tuning in. On behalf of Corey Poirier, I am Marco Kelly, and this has been Conversations with Passion.